brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy, do you remember Ginter's Guitar Shop over next to the Harmony?
Never heard of it.
Oh, boy. Well, I was there a million times. Ginter's Guitar Shop, they opened in 88, and for many years were located in Madison's east side on Atwood Avenue, right next to the Harmony Bar. And the heart of the shop's success was its reputation for its repair service and sales of vintage guitars and amps. Now located just footsteps from Madison College, the shop's new location brought a new branding as well, and now it's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. And here tonight in the studio with us is Guitar Shop of Wisconsin founder and owner Greg Ginter. Greg, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Ta-da!
He's here.
I remember hearing about you once or twice.
Yeah. We started out small, 800 square feet. Okay. Now we have 10,000.
That's awesome, man. It's one of the best entrepreneurial stories in Madison, really.
Well, Greg, you know, if your studio, you had to get out of there quick. You had to grab one guitar. Which would it be? 59 Les Paul?
I just sold it to a really cool guy from Kansas City, Missouri. It was a Warmoth, a 1982 Warmoth parts guitar with Felix the Cat holding a lit bomb underneath the pickup.
Wow.
Yeah. And that guy bought it. Let's see. I have his picks in my pocket. I know what name he is. His name is Zito. Mike Zito.
Mike Zito.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike. Wow. It sounds like a great guitar. Greg, tell us a little bit about your backstory. I mean, you were a roadie doing tech work for a local powerhouse band, the Weisenheimers, and even a tour guide at one point. How did you drift into selling guitars and amps?
Well, here's this weird thing. It didn't start there. It started out in the band business in Dubuque, Iowa in 1974.
Wow.
I was a box pusher and a roadie for a band called Tussle.
Tussle.
From Dickeyville, Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and we played high schools and proms and made a decent, they didn't play for less than $1,000 back in the 70s.
Wow, that's like a big payday back
then. I'm telling you, those people who played the proms and that kind of stuff, they charged double.
Wow.
And we played in Galena and all out in those country farm towns in eastern Iowa, all the way out to Cedar Rapids. We played Platteville alongside Clicker.
Oh, yeah.
So it'd be Tussle 1 week and Clicker the next, and there were just so many good bands.
Was it
back then?
Were you doing originals or covers?
They did just straight covers.
Straight covers. Yeah. But it was, back in the 70s, so I'm doing...
Yeah, they
doing
did the
Deep
Kings.
Purple, Zeppelin. Or
No. Earlier than that.
Oh, really? Oldies, Jimmy. Oldies.
Yeah, classic rock. So you really got me by the Kinks the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
I have a black door and I want... Or red door and I want to paint it black.
Yeah, 60s music.
Yeah, 60s music.
So how did you go to that? You went to the Weisenheimers?
So I'm doing this, right? And I'm in the bars in Dubuque in Junie's Lunker's Lover Bar opening up for Black Oak, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Was Ruby Starr in it then?
Ruby Starr was the singer.
Side singer.
Yeah, side singer. Right. And... then she had her own band called Gray Star Band.
Gray Ghost first, and then Gray Star.
They were so good. Oh, my. I loved Ruby Star. She was so beautiful, too. She had that red curly hair.
Oh, yeah.
And just a personality that just made you feel warm and fuzzy.
Didn't the Weisenheimers, did you guys get, like, this song went pretty big for you over I think, on Fox, or was it? Hang on 1 second here. Where is it at here? There it is.
There's a town in Wisconsin. It's not as quite as big as L.A.
That was so fun.
You had the whole state jumping with this particular song.
They sold over 150,000 records.
Yeah.
Dale Sticca was our manager then.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I have. I actually, Sam lost, the singer lost his trophy, or, you know, Dale Sticka made up these awesome little plaques for us, and so I gave my copy back to Sam. But Sam,
oh, wow.
Sam lives out in L.A. now.
Oh, I had no idea. That's a great story. And so now, and then you opened the store over on Antwood.
Okay, let's continue on the way.
Okay.
So I'm working in this band all through high school, and I was a lifeguard during the day, and then I roadied at night, and then I went to college, and I had to get out of the band business because I had to work.
Right.
And I was a waiter in Platteville at the Timber Supper Club. I was the master waiter. Not just any
master waiter?
Not an ordinary waiter. I could handle two tables at once.
Wow.
Right.
Multitask.
I wasn't that good. Anyway, then after college, I was on work study, and I got friends with the registrar, and they hired me to be the University of Wisconsin-Platteville's public relations guy.
Nice.
So when students from other areas or high schools came to visit, I gave them a tour, and then I took a picture of them. I was in photography, and I published the picture in the local newspaper.
Wow.
Trying to entice, you know, kids to come to the UW-Platteville, the home of the Badgers. Or no, Pioneers.
Pioneers.
Yeah, not the Badgers. Yeah. Where men were men and sheep were nervous. Jesus. It's an engineering school. It really was 80% men to 20% women.
Oh, if anybody's listening in Platteville could confirm that, don't give them a call.
I'm pretty sure that they know already. They didn't need me to tell them.
Yeah.
But it was the best 8 years of my life.
Greg Ginter is in studio with us here on Max Inc. Radio. Greg, let's talk about the guitar shop. When did that place open? What, where did the idea come from? And tell us that story.
Okay, so I was selling car stereos after I graduated from college in 1986. I went to American TV and got a job.
Yeah.
And TV Lenny made me who I am today. One of the nicest men. Seriously.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He had a heart. He has a heart of gold. Yeah. He just retired. He sold his bike shop, and he's finally just going to take it easy.
E-bikes, yeah.
So I worked there until 1990, and then I transferred to a national car stereo company as a customer service rep. And so I went on this little stint, and I worked in Freeport at MTX, and then I worked at Precision Power Industries in Rockford, and I worked for Sound Craftsman in Los Angeles.
Wow.
And I finally decided that I just couldn't do that anymore. So I came back to Madison and got a job selling car stereos at a different car stereo store. And on Easter Sunday in 1994, I was driving with my brother Steve to have Sunday Easter dinner, and on Atwood Avenue, there it was, for rent. And it was the original guitar shop there.
I remember.
Yeah. So it was the original guitar shop.
On the first level.
Yes. And a lady lived upstairs. The next door was an aquarium shop, which was the original American TV that Lenny's brother opened up long, long ago, and then the Harmony.
Yep.
So I was working at American TV, and the Weisenheimer singer, Sam, worked with me, and he asked me to, you know, come along and help out the band. I said, okay. And so all at once there it began in 88, me getting a Gibson dealership, and I started buying parts under, it was called the Guitar Museum.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
First. And it just went on from there. And then I quit selling car stereos and just opened up full time. And it's been going ever since.
Well, now that place, I remember when you walk in there, was just packed full of instruments and guitars, tiny rows. You could barely get through there, like a little path. Tell us now about the new store, because that is huge.
The new store is a lot bigger. It has parking, so you don't get your car towed away while you're in buying your guitar strings. And the original store was 800 square feet, and we had a rule there. To get to the guitars, you had to climb up amplifiers. And the rule was never step on an amp with wheels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's good.
It was. And then we had, I lived in that place in the back of it. And I had a whole bedroom back there. I had a 100-inch projection TV because I was in the stereo business. So I had all these electronics, you know.
Right.
And I set a box for an Egnator amp on my little stove. And after about 2 weeks, the pilot lights, it combusted and caught on fire.
Oh, geez.
And Sid Williams, my famous repairman from the Good and Loud Music days, he ran outside and grabbed the hose and put the fire out.
Wow.
But then the fire department had come and they, you know, we had used a fire extinguisher. And so we had to clean all the guitars. So the insurance company paid us to move. And my lovely wife, Monica, who was very adept at looking for real estate on the interweb, found this store over by MATC.
Wow.
So we moved over there.
Nice.
And it's 10,000 square feet.
It's a great space. 10,000
square feet.
And it's still packed. Do you still have the rules still? Don't step on the amps with the wheels?
No, we have a new rule now, but it's not appropriate.
Oh, my. Well, tell us about your inventory and your vintage guitar specialty.
I have probably in the store right now between 2,000 and 3,000 guitars.
Wow.
Ranging from 1851.
Wow.
Until, you know, we can't keep up with used acoustic guitars, because people who buy their acoustic guitar really are attached to them, and they tend to keep their first acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
But they'll come in and buy a second one that, you know. But now, listen, the manufacturing is all CNC router. It's so good. Even the $300 guitars perform like a $1,000 guitar.
Wow. There's a pro tip for you right there for your musician out there who doesn't have a lot of cash, you know.
You come in and see me, I'll show you all around that department.
The one thing that I hear musicians around Madison talk about a lot in regards to Guitar Shop of Wisconsin is the shop, you know, the repair shop. You guys have a great reputation for that.
I have 10 repair people. Yeah. I used to say this job would be great if it wasn't for the customers. Now I say this job would be great if it wasn't for the repair staff.
And you used to have Sid. He was like legendary.
I still have Sid. Sid's still there. Sid doesn't work as fast as he once did, but we're all, you know, getting on in age.
Nice.
And Sid is the head of the shop. He sits back there. I would never know if Sid didn't ever leave, because when I come to work, Sid's at his desk. And when I leave, Sid's at his desk. Rain or shine, he is the old dependable, and he is so well loved. And I'll tell you, there's so many people come in and say, yeah, I need Sid to work on this guitar. But I just hired another really fancy guitar repairman from the Portage area who just joined our staff. We have three electric guys,
and
two full-time high-end acoustic guys. And then we have Sid, and we have three amplifier people.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Side note, Sid once fixed my lightsaber.
Oh, there you go. May the force be with Sid.
He can fix anything.
He can fix anything, and that's a test to
it. He knows everything, too. Just ask him.
So you're right on Wright Street, across from MATC. What's the address?
1804 Wright Street. Look for the monument sign out on the thing. It's kind of a strip mall technical center area. Looks small from the outside. Not small.
Delta Lab Brewing is right next to you, right?
Delta?
Is that the place?
No, it's called...
What's the brewery?
Alt something.
Alt Brewing. That's it.
They're a marvelous neighbor.
Yeah. Awesome.
And then we have the marijuana store right next to that.
Oh, a dispensary?
Yeah, it's for everybody.
Okay.
It is for everybody.
And we have a computer repair place right next on the other side.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of things. And you can spend a day there.
Yeah.
Greg, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
You can spend a day there.
You could, man. In your store.
Thank you for making that awesome commercial. You really, in all 35 years of my business, Rocker made me a commercial long, long ago.
Yeah.
And it was good. But I have to tell you, that is, it's fancy. You're fancy.
The concept of the, do you want your guitar to sound like this, whatever, it just came to me while I was in the shower. Greg, I was thinking of you while I was in the shower.
Oh, no. I don't think the people want to hear about it.
Oh, boy, that's against one of the rules that he has at his store.
Greg, I'm going to give you the last word here. Give me 30 seconds when you hear this. What's going through your head right now? You heard the part about 30 seconds, right?
It's not the intro to a Weisenheimer song.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.